And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. Hope everybody is having a fantastic day out there today. And currently, it is 70 degrees outside. And joining us in studio this morning is Gail Smith and Mike Bradley from Coffeyville Summer Celebration. And guys, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good.
It's good to have you guys in this morning. Of course, the Summer Celebration coming up pretty soon. And let us know, when is the Summer Celebration this year? And what do we have, as of right now, what do we have locked down?
Well, Coffeyville Summer Celebration this year is on July 10th at Walter Johnson Park. And hopefully, after this pandemic, I think people are wanting to get out. I hope we'll fill the park. It's just, you know, people are wanting to do something, and there's a lot of events going on around that I've heard of, but we're trying to make this bigger and better every year. So.
And I was out there for last year's, and the weather didn't want to cooperate for a little bit. We had the big rainstorm, but right after that, had an incredible fireworks show after that.
Those fireworks people are just amazing. They scrambled to cover everything up, and we watched that storm, roll through there, and then they uncovered it and still put on just a great, great fireworks show.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So it was a fun event last year. Bigger and better this year. And as of right now, right now you guys are kind of, what are you looking for right now, though? Looking for vendors and sponsors as of right now?
Oh, yeah. We just love to fill that park up out there with merchandise, food vendors, craft vendors. Our thing is everything's free. You know, the city is great about giving us the park for a day, so vendors can come out, they can set up for free. We got people that'll get them in and get them a place and get set up. Won't have to worry about any entry fee or registration fee or anything like that. They can come out and make a little money, and they take it home with them.
Absolutely. And also last year, I know there were a few people set up for a concert, but then the rain came. But is that what we're looking forward to this year? Maybe some music out there this year?
Oh, yeah. Well, we got Drew Banzit and Andy Vail, DeVille Productions. They'll be out there all day till about 5 o'clock or so, DJ music. And then as soon as the we get the car events, poker run and a car show and that kind of thing. Then we'll go to Backroads Band and Retro Rockers. We just use them because I think it's kind of diverse. They put on Backroads is a little on the country rock side, and the Retro Rockers is a little on the classic early rock. I just think they put on a really, really great show. So
no, it's going to be a lot of fun out there. Some great music, some great vendors, lots of food out there. Like I said, no entry fee, so you can head on out there and just have a great time. What are some other events that are going on around the Summer Celebration? I do know one of the things that I did talk about earlier this morning was with Javon Hall. One of the things that's going on out there is the Quack Clash will be going on out there as well.
Yeah, the college will be doing the Duck Clash again this year. We're going to start the morning off about 7 o'clock in the morning with a 5K run and a fun walk. And they run the river berm out there on the east side of town. And then registration opens up for the car show. We usually get close to 300 cars. I'm hoping what I'm seeing and hearing that we may go over 300 this year. And that's great because people get to see cars that they don't normally see,
Absolutely.
With the hometown car shows. We bring them from five states, have always been lucky enough to get five states worth of different cars in here. So, and then during that time, then the Kitty Car Show will be doing registrations also. That's probably the most like and the best event that I feel we have all day. That's our future car people, and they come out and they show. They decorate their little cars up, and then about 2 o'clock we turn them loose and they do a cruise through the park, and it's a cruise figure eight race, demolition derby, all put into one. It's worth seeing because we just turn the kids loose and let them go down the road. This year, another thing that the college is bringing to us, their music department is bringing a bunch of their singers out. And so about 11:30 to 12:30, we'll have right on the main street, we'll have singers that will be performing. And then at 12:30, stage art dance team will show up, and them kids, they'll get out there and they'll dance for an hour. They're really good, and I really have to give my hats off to them, because at 12:30 on July 10th, I mean, you can't walk your dog on that blacktop, and them kids are out there just breaking loose doing their dancing, and they do a great job. So about 3 o'clock we'll do the award ceremony for the car show, then we'll move into the poker run. And the poker run, anybody can get. It's just not motorcycle or the show cars. If you have your own car that you came out there in, if you want to pay the entry fee to get into the poker run, it's 100% payback. We didn't do it last year because of COVID, but the year before, I think it's if you win the poker run, there's no first, second, third place, there's first place, and they paid almost $900 to one person. Yeah, so it's really worth it. We have Ryan DeMott coming down. He is a season 6, number 13 winner of Forged in Fire, and he's bringing his Forged down, and he's going to be doing demonstrating for us all day long. You talked about the Great Duck Clash, you know, and then that will get us into about 6 o'clock. That's when the bands start, and you know, during the day we may have 4,000 or 5,000 people in the park. But if you haven't seen Coffeyville Celebration, it's amazing at 6 o'clock when our park swells to like 10,000 people. It's amazing. You know, I always tell my food vendors, and they tell me that from 6 o'clock to the end of the show, they do great, and they want to come back. They sign up before they leave, and so we really do great. And Gail told you, we don't charge anything for our vendors. Is what they make is what they take home. And it's because, you know, you go to fairs and everything and look at the merchandise vendors, they're sitting there, a lot of times they're paying $35 to $100 a day to sit out there, and they don't bring it back, and they do that every weekend. They're a strong group of people, and this is just a way to pay back to them. What Gail didn't tell you, besides Gail, Andy, and I putting this on, I mean, we're just a vessel for Coffeyville. It's our merchants that make it possible for us to put it on. No merchant that we talk to, or very few of them, say no. They chip in. They make this possible. So it's Coffeyville that puts this on, and we're just thankful. Gail's been a store owner his whole life in Coffeyville. I did 26 years at the police department in Coffeyville. I'm a hometown boy, and this is just our way to pay back to the city and the community. And
it definitely is a great event, and I mean, you're going to get out there, and you get out there early, and you'll stay all day, just have a blast out there from the early in the morning all the way to the end of the night, when we ended off with the huge fireworks show that happens every year. And just definitely looking forward to that. And I, like you said, I agree with you. People are just wanting to get out of the house now.
Yes.
And this is definitely going to be that event where people can get out and mingle and just have a good time.
Yes, that's a great thing. That what you talk about, families coming out, there's so much area out at Walter Johnson Park, and we have 5 or 6 families that do their family reunions out there. And that's great, and they just set up, they'll find a gazebo and they set up for the day, and they're going back and forth and back and forth. You know, there's the camper spots out there where they can bring their campers, and they do it. Me and Gail will stop and look at everything, and it just amazes what at Coffeyville Celebration has done. So
if you want to see the best fireworks show in Southeast Kansas, sure need to be out there this year, because I've been in touch with Kirk Stevens, the Foggy Bottom Boys, and you want to be there when the fireworks start this year, because it's going to be a finale. And then you want to stay for the fireworks show, and then you want to see another finale. They just blow up the sky, and everything is wireless. They take so much care about kind of choreographing this fireworks show. It's amazing just how they set it all up. And they'll be there probably starting Wednesday that week. It takes them about 3 or 4 days to get everything set up. So if you see any of those guys out there on the road and you're out there, you know, wave at them. Those guys are just they're just like family to us. And you know, he's been doing it for me for 15 plus years now, and I think, what is this? Is this our fifth year out here? This is our fifth year out here. And Kirk and Seeger, the Foggy Bottom Boys, they've never missed a beat. So.
Just gets bigger and better every year.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, if anybody does have any questions about what's going on out there, or maybe they want to become a vendor for the Coffeyville Summer Celebration, how can they get a hold of you guys?
If they want to become a vendor, they can call Mike at 620-988-0038, and I'll get them set up. It's real easy. We don't have no application. Everything that is done in this notebook, and it's just for I can kind of keep count to see where we're at. If you don't call and you still want to be a vendor, show up July 10th.
All right.
We're not gonna throw say no.
If you'd like a little bit of advertisement, Drew, our DJ during the day, I give him a list of all the sponsors and the people that donate. And if you'd like to donate, get a hold of me. My number is 620-252-8688, and we'll give your business, or your, you know, if you're just an individual, we'll give you a plug all day long.
All right. So, again, a lot of fun going on out there. July 10th, head on out to Walter Johnson Park, and it will be just a huge celebration this year. I know everybody's ready to get out and have a good time, and this is definitely going to be one of the big events of the summer, and I know everybody's definitely looking forward to it. Like you said, the biggest fireworks show in Southeast Kansas. You don't want to miss that. That's for sure. Well, gentlemen, again, thank you so much for coming on today. We will have you on again closer to the event to kind of catch up and see what else has changed. But again, guys, thank you so much for coming on today. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.